It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You heard a little Dan Campbell in the update. He will be on with us tomorrow, this time, 8:02. And he'll be on every Tuesday once we're into the
thick of things.
The thick of things. Starting next week and every week moving forward, it should be Tuesdays with Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Lions game week is here, 9:02. We're going to get into a conversation that we want to get out of the way. Because I know it's going to be part of the festivities of this opener for the Lions. We're going to get it out of the way. Later, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Michigan football, John. You said there are some concerns. What are those concerns?
O-line, quarterback, wide receiver. And I think... so, offense? I think they may have found a solution at running back. And it's not the one going into the season everybody was thinking about and cheering for in Donovan Edwards, but Khalil Mullings looked good. Now, is it that they, the play calls, the offensive line was wearing down a physical front? Part of that could be true, but it felt like Khalil Mullings had a better feel for how the defense was playing, how the defense was flowing, and being able to hit some of those cutbacks in that, that drive where they had to respond to, Fresno State's touchdown. Mm-hmm. He had runs of 15, 21. Carrying guys down the field. He had a 9-yard run earlier in the game where, there was like 3 or 4 Bulldogs, mauling him. That's the difference. It's very Hassan Haskins-like.
It's a good comp.
And Donovan Edwards is more Donovan Edwards comp of the last couple of years in that he just doesn't feel like a first or second down back. He's that change-up guy. He's the guy that they need to get the ball to in space. In the passing game, create the mismatch with linebackers, line them up as a wide receiver, throw them the ball downfield. We've heard from Coach Bellamy, that's something that he could be very good at, and I think that's a way to continue to utilize his talents versus just handing the ball to him on first or second down.
The drive you're talking about, it's when it was 16-10, and you're starting to feel, what is going on? Why are they letting Fresno? 7 plays, 75 yards. And Mullings did most of the work. I think Warren threw one pass on the drive. It was the touchdown to Colson Loveland, who also looked the part for Michigan. The fact that it was 16-10 in the second half, that Michigan settled for so many long field goals. They weren't exactly driving deep into the red zone to begin with. This offense, you said it, it's a multi-level problem, but I brought it up to you on Friday. Like, I don't think I'm overreacting. I brought it up before they even played that quarterback was a concern for me. I still feel like this position is unsettled. And when I hear Sherrone Morse...
if you went into the game with those concerns, they did nothing to ease your concerns.
Sherrone, I believe yesterday, said that Orji's role is going to continue to grow. To me, I read that as this is going to be a 2-quarterback system. Couple issues with that. I do think it makes it hard to get in a rhythm. If you think Davis Warren is the guy, you're taking him off the field. When Orji comes in, we know he can't throw the ball with much reliability. So now you're dictating and giving away some of what you're going to be doing offensively when Orji comes into the game. It's an unsettled quarterback room. And this is Michigan, John. I don't think it should be this dire coming off a national title where you're not really sure about your quarterback. And I think it's the difference between this team being a 9-win team and being a playoff team. I think it's the Achilles heel that keeps Michigan from making their 4th straight playoff when it's even easier to make it now with 12 teams. I really think the quarterback is going to be what holds them back.
It very well could. And now it's a matter of what type of adjustments, because you are allowed to practice. You are allowed to get better. You're allowed to see things on film and look and say, okay, I understand a little bit better. But you also need better protection up front. And there were some miscommunications where, you know, one of the guards thought he had help from the center and he didn't, gave up a sack. All right. There are communication things up front that need to get ironed out for an offensive line that is in large part brand new. Preeb's got experience, but it was at Northwestern. Miles Hinton had some experience in spot duty last year. Same with Gio. Now you've got a brand new center. You've got a brand new right tackle. Everything has to operate in conjunction with each other. And we didn't see that in with enough consistency to allow the quarterback to have the time. And the same thing with wide receivers. You also have to understand when there is a blitz and you have, you know, at the snap of the ball, you see that there's a blitz. You're going to have to look sooner on your routes rather than later. And there were a couple of times where receivers just weren't looking for the ball or couldn't locate the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're looking at this from where you can get better, I expect the O-line to get better. They've had churn the last 3 years at the offensive line spots, and they've won the Joe Moore Award a couple times. Sharon Moore, the O-line coach, is now the head coach. There's clearly been offensive line development the last 3 or 4 years at Michigan, and I do expect their O-line to look better in October than it does today. I think it'll look better in November. I think when they play the Buckeyes, that's still something Ohio State has to get over, is that Michigan brings a sledgehammer when those two teams play. I think you even saw it in game. Michigan's offensive line on that drive we talked about look more of the part. That's a group I think will improve. The quarterback, I think they don't have a difference maker at the position. Can they still win 8-9 games bullying people? Yes. I don't think they're going to beat Texas this week, for example, with this quarterback room. I don't think they're beating Oregon. I don't think they're getting to the 10 wins they would need.
The difference from 21 when they had, you know, Son Haskins and they had some of the other guys that were playing is they didn't face Texas week two or right. any opponent even similar to it. Now, I know it was Washington. We went through the schedule.
Yeah, and, we did off there. Yeah.
But Washington, that was before Kalen DeBoer. Like, that was before Washington was this juggernaut in the Pac-12. And now you're looking at it going, well, how do they find a way to it's great if you could develop an offensive line, and by the time you play USC, by the time you play Oregon, they're better. That's good for those games. But this is Texas, and this is this week.
I mean, do you see it the way I do? I know it's going to be a combo all week. It's the game day game. It's the Fox Big Noon kickoff. It's celebrity showcase on both mm-hmm. sides. Derek Jeter, Matthew McConaughey going to be there. I see this as Michigan taking an early L.
That's a possibility.
And I know we're going to break it down as the week goes on, but I just, the more I watch that game, the more I felt comfortable. And I've seen...
Well, and you just watched Texas.
Yeah.
And the way that they played. They played almost flawless football. And then you watch Michigan, and it wasn't flawless. So, yeah, if you take those examples and you say that's the teams that are going to play on Saturday, then, yeah, Michigan would take an L.
Like, think about
but
this.
But they do have the opportunity to go and get a little bit better.
Fresno had a dropped
touchdown. Well, I say this. They need to get a lot better.
Yes. Fresno State had a dropped touchdown in the first half, settled for a field goal, right? It was a play that the receiver beat Will Johnson, but it kind of got awkward and dropped it. They also threw a pick six in the game, which Will Johnson made up for it. If Texas doesn't throw the pick six and Texas doesn't drop the touchdown, my point is like,
sure,
the game will be...
If Texas plays better than Fresno State,
which would be the expectation. Texas went into Alabama last year, into Tuscaloosa, and beat Nick Saban's Bama team that made the playoff. So, and Quinn Ewers is still there. That offensive line is still there. I'm fascinated to see the chess match, Michigan's defense against Texas offense, because I think the trenches are really comparable. I think that's going to be a fist
four
fight
returning
up front.
Starters for Texas's offensive line, and we know we've celebrated the defensive line.
Those two, but then on the edge, because Sark likes to run RPOs, little pre-snap motion. If you want to blitz, if you want to bring pressure, you leave guys on crossers one-on-one. You leave guys in the screen game one-on-one. Texas has the speed. Fresno doesn't. Texas has a ton of speed with Isaiah Bond that they brought in from Alabama last season.
Four transfer receivers that are really good because they lost two guys to the NFL that are going to be impact players at the next level. They reinforced that position.
Silas Bolden, he had impact in the return game, but he's one of these guys, little scat guys that can be a problem for Oregon State, for Texas. I think that's going to be such a big matchup. And then does Michigan score enough, which is what I keep coming back to. Will they score enough against the Texas defense that is not as good as they were last year? I don't believe. But still a really good defense over there.
Yeah, much better than Fresno State.
Yeah, 248-539-9797. Your takeaways as a Michigan fan, or hey, we said Spartan fans, you're part of this conversation. You had plenty of things to watch for on Friday night, and it wasn't always pretty. Let's get to Brian in Washington Township. Brian, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm a Michigan State fan, so I mean, I know I come at this with green-colored glasses, but I see what I saw the other night, and you know, I'm disappointed in Aiden Child's performance in particular. But I look at what I saw this weekend from DJ Uiagalelei, and I think if this Michigan State staff, which was the Oregon State staff last year, if they could get 8 wins out of that guy, imagine what they could do with a guy with the talent of Aiden Childs.
That's why
I keep coming back to.
I agree. And I go back to the track record of Jonathan Smith is that he can develop and that he can get better throughout the course of the season, but he can win games. And I think let's wait and see what type of adjustments and what type of differences and improvements that they have between week 1 and week 2.
I think the infrastructure that he built out in Corvallis is something that doesn't happen overnight, but it's very exciting for Michigan State fans, right? Like, there were clearly a lot of sloppiness from them in week 1. And I mean the turnovers, 3 of them, the penalties, 12 of them. Now, some of those penalties, though, I think we got to decide what we're doing with some of these QB slides.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you feel the same way, John. Francher, the quarterback for FAU, had some really late slides, including one where he slid so poorly that his butt hit the ground and his chest was still presented. Like, if you don't know how to slide, if you can't properly get down and protect yourself, it's not on the defense to make a split-second decision and avoid a big hit. Like, I thought some of those penalties, fine. All of them, it felt like, okay, some of this is being brought on by the offensive player not giving up on the play with enough notice for the defense.
They obviously didn't watch Hard Knocks.
What happened in Hard Knocks?
Oh, you didn't see it? Oh, Matt Eberflus brings out the slip and slide to teach the quarterbacks how to slide.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Like out of like a kid's like...
Kid slip and slide. Yeah, exactly how it sounds. Yeah, so bring out the mat, turn on the hose, and let's go.
Do you agree with what I said, though, that some of those penalties felt like, what are you supposed to do?
Yes. There have been so many advantages given to the offense. And now, whether you slide or not, the helmet-to-helmet contact is the issue. And I'm not a huge fan of some of the helmet-to-helmet calls being called because offensive players' bodies move, heads move, they change location. And when you are in the middle of making a tackle, you don't always have the ability to adjust and miss a guy's head. There needs to be some discretion in some of these calls when you're talking about whether it's hitting a quarterback and he slides late or simply take the quarterback position out of it. If it's quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end, when a body moves, that's part of human nature. You've already launched.
Bang, bang plays. Yes. All right, 248-539-9797. We've got ticket texts. We got phone calls. Concern with Michigan and Michigan State. Both teams won. We are well aware. Both teams looked sloppy. We'll take your phone calls. Greg Palm coming up at 8:35. It's 97.1.
We're talking about Michigan, Texas, Michigan State, Maryland, Lions, Rams. Why not watch those games if you can't be in the stadium at a viewing experience built for sports fans? That's Circa Resort and Casino. You could chill in one of the 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot tall, high-definition screen. Who wouldn't want to be sitting poolside to watch some of those games? At Stadium Swim, it's America's favorite place to watch all your favorite football matchups. Swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, one nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Feedback on Michigan and Michigan State. Both teams won. Both teams look sloppy. Which team and which fan base should be more concerned? Ticket Texter says, I went to the MSU game. One of the worst games I've ever witnessed. Chiles is a bad thrower. He missed literally everything. 72 total yards by the fourth quarter. They ran it multiple fourth downs and couldn't get tough yards. MSU is in serious trouble. They could do barely anything against Florida Atlantic. Good Lord. Texter says, on Michigan, I think it's more concerning for them because they have the lofty goals. MSU is a borderline bowl team. It's not like people are going to be that upset if they miss out by a game. There's no way in hell Michigan is repeating unless there's dramatic improvement real quick. Dennis in Allen Park. Well, first of all, I don't think Michigan is a national title team this year regardless.
No.
I do think there are concerns that may keep them out of the playoff, which is why I also agree with them that Michigan is the team to be more concerned about right now. Michigan needed a garbage time pick six to make the score look halfway respectable against a group of five, I guess group of six team. They're in for a long year. Cookies with the negative spin per usual. Michigan in the quarterback situation will be fine. He underthrew Fred Moore with Tyler Morris stopped running. There are two touchdowns. When we get our timing down, we weren't showing anything. We got Texas next. Horns down. The classic, we weren't showing anything. We weren't really trying, so you can't be upset with us.
There's difference in we're not trying versus we're not showing anything. Do I think they had the full complement of the playbook? No, but they were not the team that you would want to go into Texas, USC, Oregon, Ohio State. That's not the one that you want to get off the bus. The one that you want to get off the bus this week against Texas, the offensive line gels. And this, I'm not sitting here saying this is all going to happen. Wide receivers play better. Running backs play better. Quarterback play is better. Like, it all needs to be better if you have a hope of competing. And I'm talking about competing, not winning, competing.
Right. The quarterback play can get better. They all can get better. I think when you're rotating, it makes it harder. I think when you're playing QB roulette, and it's not even like series by series. It's individual play. Second down, quarterback switch.
Right. Same thing they did last year with Orgie.
Orgie played 14% of snaps, and Sharon said he's going to grow more and more in the offense. That to me means he's going to play a higher percentage of snaps. That was not what they were doing last year. So, again, it's going to be hard
for
you.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like this isn't a system that they have been tinkering with Alex Orgie. He didn't come in and say, hey, you've got the next two series, and, you know, Davis Warren, you have the next two series. The same thing they did with JJ, not as many or not as a high percentage, but it would be come in the middle of a drive, come in on second down, come in on third down, or you could start a series, but you're only in for a play. So it's not like, well, you're going to get two series, then we'll decide who the quarterback is.
My point would be Davis Warren's going to have a harder time developing if he is being broken out of a rhythm on a first down or a second down and another guy's coming in and it's 15 to 20% of the snaps or a guy who can't throw the ball at quarterback. I mean, that to me is unsettled. And that makes it harder for them to establish offensive rhythm. Not impossible. They won the game. They're going to win the majority of games they play even doing this. Let's get to the phones. Mike in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys. So my concern, and this obviously has to do with Michigan, and this is what has me more concerned than John and you, obviously, about the offense. We knew the deficiencies with the offense and how we lost talent there and where we would need to find some answers. Even the O-line, as you saw the game went on, they kind of started gelling. My concern has been Wink and that defense. and some of the concerns that came along with hiring him, that he's a blitz-happy defensive coordinator, that he's going to leave cornerbacks and obviously secondary players on islands. And that's exactly what happened. And Will Johnson, and that took away from Will Johnson's obviously ability a little bit, but he didn't play his best game this come Saturday, and he was getting shredded. And there was a few plays there where, honestly, like he got beat by one of the wide receivers. He had him done by five steps in the end zone, and it could have been a touchdown. Those are things that I should not be having concerns with coming out of the fact that we're returning all these players. This is supposed to be the number one ranked defense in college football, and you're playing against Fresno State, and now I have question marks about that secondary. Zeke Berry, Jair Hill, clearly there's talent there, but Jesse Minter is no longer there. Clingsdale is no longer there. So I now have to have full faith in that Wink, who's a self-proclaimed OG of this defense, is going to stop blitzing as much to give his, these rookies or sophomores time to grow and actually, become the players that are expected to be. So those are not things we should be talking about. At least I'm not supposed to be thinking about. And we should be worried more about the offense. So that's where my concern is coming from, you guys.
I think I do have the same concerns. Whether it was the rotation, there were times where Will Johnson, for lengths of period of time, where he wasn't on the field. I have concern about that. The high percentage of blitz. I also think that there's a world where he's trying to figure out what blitzes are my guys good at. I've got a bunch of toys that I'm willing to play with, and now I'm going to take them out there in the big house and see who can perform and who do I need to protect? Who do I need to make sure has safety help over the top? You could do that against Fresno State and still come away with a lackluster win.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
For DirecTV subscribers who are frustrated by the loss of ESPN and other Disney-owned channels, the TV provider is going to provide some compensation for this blackout that now stretches into the third day. Now, if you aren't aware of what's going on, all Disney-owned channels, which includes ESPN, ABC, were knocked off DirecTV on Sunday after both sides were unable to basically reach a new agreement. Of course, the outage came right as college football was getting kicked off and right in the middle of the U.S. Open. So DirecTV is now offering credits of at least $20 for customers who either have DirecTV, DirecTV Stream, UVerse services, but they're not going to give it to you like automatically. You do have to go and sign up to get this money. So you have to go to a special website and apply.
You know, you can get a bigger discount as you cancel. Because I think for a lot of people, part of the reason they have, maybe the biggest reason they have cable is sports. And if you're going to take sports away, people aren't going to be customers. Yeah.
Remember all those people that were calling us saying, I've got DirecTV, so I get to watch the Tigers. Well, I've got Xfinity and Comcast. I get to watch all of college football, not just the Tigers in the middle of summer.
Yeah. Not good news.
That's tough.
Yep. An investigation is ongoing after a 14-year-old was killed and another teen was injured in a shooting that took place in the parking lot of the Michigan State Fair in Novi on Saturday night. The victim, Darian Davis, was a 10th grader at the university at University High School in Ferndale. Police believe that the two victims took an Uber from Detroit to Farmington Hills and then another Uber from Farmington Hills to the fair with some friends. And police say that the shooting stemmed from an argument that took place kind of throughout the week.
Days before,
and then in other communities as well, and then obviously escalated right there in the parking lot. The suspect has not been identified. Yep. Police detained 7 teens aged 13 through 17 after shots were fired outside Friday night's varsity football game at Romulus Middle School. No injuries were reported there, but Romulus school officials say that chaos ensued from the actions, of course, and they are prepared to take the harshest legal measures possible. Four of the teens taken into custody are students of Romulus Community Schools. So now they say new safety measures are being put in place. So the next time a game goes on at Romulus Middle School, kids are going to have to show their IDs. They're going to have to sit in a specific area. You know, they can't hang out anymore. They're going to have to be in the bleachers. They have to be accompanied by a guardian that's at least 30 years old. And all administrators will also have to attend the game so that they can be there to make sure things are running smoothly. A Michigan man known as the Shark is attempting to swim across Lake Michigan for the second time in less than a month, and he started his journey on Labor Day. You might remember this
fresh
guy.
Fresh batteries this time?
He's got his batteries. Hopefully his GPS is set to go, because he had to call off his previous swim because he was going in the wrong direction. I did check out. He's got a tracker. You can track him online. I did jump on there and see he's got a long way to go.
Looks like he took a wrong turn already.
Well, maybe he had to avoid. I mean, he's still headed in the right direction. He took off.
Avoid that freighter that was coming by.
Exactly. In Grand Haven, he's headed to Milwaukee. So he's got a long way to go. He says it's going to take about 72 hours in the water. He's got to cover at least 80 miles.
Wow.
61 years old. So
good for him.
Good for him.
Good
he's
luck.
Done it before, but it's been a long time. He's attempted three times since he's done it. He did it back in 1998. And he hasn't been successful yet. So
1998. Yeah. He was not 61.
He was not. So I hope he can do it.
I hope he can too.
He has started. A man has filed a lawsuit against a Las Vegas hotel after he claims a scorpion sting has ruined his sex life.
Oh, where did he get stung?
You can probably guess.
You can imagine. You might remember this guy. We did talk about this because he posted a picture of himself standing in the mirror in his boxers with the scorpion attached right where you don't want a scorpion
to be attached. He took the time to take a picture of this attack?
He had to, I guess, to prove that what was going on. Yeah, he says that this was at the Venetian right after Christmas of last year. Was staying there. Scorpions got into the bed. He was stung right...
And it held on?
And it...
I didn't know they had...
Exactly. So basically, he is saying that it left him with trauma, PTSD, and a frustrated wife who says their sex life just hasn't been the same. So he is looking for a jury trial to decide whether the hotel should compensate him for his pain and suffering.
That's weird.
Yes, John, it is weird that
he took the time instead of...
Well, he did. He went to the hospital as
well.
Knocking
it off.
Well.
I mean, was it there the whole time? Did he have to sit down there and look?
I don't think it was at that point
attached to his junk.
I think it was more just attached to the underwear at that point.
It got stung through the underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, this wasn't skin on skin contact.
It doesn't sound like.
Wow. It's an aggressive scorpion.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely is.
Knew what he wanted.
Heather with the news. Lions game week is here at 8:50. The conversation we need to start with and then get it out of the way. Greg Palm coming up at 8:35. Our updated college football rankings. How high does Notre Dame move up? Miami breaking through? What about USC? It's 97-1. Life gets busy. Sometimes you forget to go to the dentist. Maybe you've just been putting it off, pretending that issue will just go away. I'm not calling you out. We've all been there. At Brightside Dental, that's their deal. No judgment. These aren't the dentists that are going to give you a hard time because you haven't been flossing. They're approachable people. They want to work with you, and they want to bring you the highest quality care. No better example than if you have a dental emergency, they will see you the same day. And if you've been in that spot, you know how big a deal that is. Brightside Dental, 8 offices in Metro Detroit, $35 new patient special, free exam and x-rays to kick off your dental journey. Falling out of that 6-month cleaning schedule, pretending the issue's going to go away, time to change that. 1-800-PAINLESS, go to brightsidedental.com. Brightside Dental, no judgment, just care. They'd win 3-0. Tigers shut out 5 games back. We're keeping an eye. Pseudo race, kind of in a chase, but not quite yet.
Mm-hmm. Didn't lose anything, but they didn't get anything either.
Royals have lost 6 straight.
Mm. What an opportunity.
What an opportunity. Don't play today. Weird situation. They play Monday, off Tuesday, and then they wrap up the rest of the series Wednesday and so on the rest of the week. We're into football season, John. And if the Tigers aren't going to hold up their end of the bargain, we're more than happy to spend some time talking about the Detroit Lions.
Can't wait.
So we're going to have a week where we get to dive into the matchup and Sunday Night Football and the return of the Lions and the expectations and seeing all these new faces. And can we get this out of the way first?
What's that?
How Stafford is going to be handled. Taylor Decker was asked about it.
Who's handling him?
Fans.
Okay.
Cheer, boo, loud.
Okay.
More or less than the playoff game.
How are we going to deal with that scenario?
Yes. What did you think I meant?
I don't know. Just words matter.
Oh, okay. Taylor Decker said, knowing our fans, I'm expecting a hostile territory. So how will he be treated? Will we boo him more, less? Does anybody out there want the tribute video?
No.
Is there one person who will call in and get yelled at that wants the tribute video for Matthew Stafford? Let's get this out of the way. The
It's not a playoff game. It's a regular season. It doesn't mean as much. No.
Where's your phone?
You think I'm going to call into the station? Yeah, 248? Hold on, let's do this.
Yeah.
No, I don't want a tribute for him either. I stuck up for him while I was here. I thought he was handed a really rough situation, and I think it wasn't his fault that they failed to win a playoff game. Having said that, they didn't win a playoff game. I'm not getting out of my way to honor this guy right now.
No, now is not the time. The time is when he is fully retired, not wearing a Lions uniform, not wearing any other uniform. They could bring him back and do what they've done for other former players. They did it for Calvin. Gonna, you know, have a little halftime tribute.
Yeah, I could see that's fine. Someone down the line.
No problem. But right now, no, it would be inappropriate, uncalled for, and unwanted. The Lions have done so many things right over the past 3 years. How they've been able to mend fences, even before that with Barry Sanders, but now with Calvin Johnson. And everything that they're doing is right. And you can argue raising season ticket prices. But for the most part, they have done things the right way. This would be a departure from what they've done.
Yeah, if anything, the fans are going to be just as loud as the last time.
Louder.
You think louder?
Oh, yeah.
It was a playoff game. That's why I ask. But I do feel like
the last time the Lions took the field in Ford Field, it was a win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs to go to the NFC Championship game. And we have heard nothing but Super Bowl expectations. And this is the next opportunity. It's time to crank it up. You set a standard, and now you surpass that standard. That standard on the field, that standard at Ford Field for the fans. You set a record in Ford Field last year. Now it's time to blow the lid off this. Actually make this a retractable dome because you blow the top off of Ford Field. That is how they are going to receive Matthew Stafford, the Rams, and their new assistant coach. Has anybody seen this? They brought in Scott Frost.
I didn't see this.
There's another reason to hate the Rams.
Nobody What's he cares. Doing for Nobody them? Cares. Like a quality control guy? What's he doing? He's a
senior advisor.
Should we give Scott Frost a tribute video? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That great man over there.
Yeah, but we out-hit him, so it's all good.
Good pull.
But Stafford, but he was kind of a sour grapes after the playoff game, right? He was asked, are you happy for the fans? And he since has said yes, but afterwards he was...
I wouldn't
really
expect
pouty.
Him to say happy for the fans in that moment. I would be disappointed if he said, I'm happy for Detroit. They just beat me. Like that in and of itself would be inappropriate.
But then you had Kelly coming out and saying they were booing my children.
That's a whole different. That's a whole different.
You know what?
I don't care.
Let's boo our children this time.
No, come on.
Come on. Let's boo anybody with any connection to Los Angeles, the Rams, the Staffords, any of it. Boo them all.
Okay.
Lions Den. Come on now.
This is not the opinion of everybody on the show. I am not going to boo kids. And I don't want people to boo kids.
I didn't say yell obscenities
you
at them.
You just said boo the kids.
Booing's
they have
fine.
Nothing to do
hey,
with going on the field.
Booing is fine. Hey,
stop it.
Sweetie,
we're
the opponents. This is what happens at sporting events. No one said use foul language or derogatory words.
We went from having a great point to now you're right down there. That whiny bitch road.
Well, how is that whiny to say we're going to create a
You're
raucous, hostile
kids.
And Kelly and everybody who's a Stafford, right? This is a hostile environment.
I'm done with this story. I think the book has been written. What's the next chapter? Like you're trying to like
cares.
I really don't care that it's former Lion quarterback Matthew Stafford coming in here.
It's the first opponent.
I'm going to be riled up if I was going to the game just as much. It doesn't put any more fuel on the fire. I'm over and done with this. I don't see another chapter playing out unless they come in here and win and he says something controversial, which he's never done in his life after the game, right?
Yeah.
It's lifeless to me. This is, and I actually asked Greg, I go, I do think there's a chance she might not be here.
Fine.
It's the first game of the year. It's not a playoff. It's not an elimination game, you know? I'm with you on the who cares, John.
Who cares?
But I think the big question here is do people still care? That former Lion quarterback, Matthew, is it part of the story or not? Or I'm just, I'm ready for Lions football. I don't care who they are. I know they're good. Bring it.
If you want to beat them for whatever reason, then make that your reason. I don't care. But that's up to you individually. I'm not been one that boos at games anyway.
Like
I will cheer wildly for Detroit. I don't care when they announce Matthew Stafford's name. If people want to boo him, that's fine. Just leave the kids out of it there, Mr. Costa.
248-539-9797. Will you boo louder than you did last time? Will you boo more than you did last time? Maybe to Gov's point,
really
you don't...
You really hate kids, don't you?
Maybe to...
You hate all kids, especially the Stafford kids.
I don't want Kelly to be a liar. Let's make her an honest woman. Let's make sure that what she said is accurate. 248-539-9797. Maybe to Gov's point, you won't boo at all because you're over it and the story's over with.
Yeah.
Where are you? And is there someone in Metro Detroit that wants a tribute video? Can we find the one person? If you feel that they should put out some sort of thank you, Matthew, our all-time leader in touchdowns and yards.
Or you want to support Mr. James Costa theory of booing the entire family.
All of them. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.